since they wanna know. Since they wanna know. I said since they wanna know. Here's the formula on O, now let's go. Since they wanna know. On me, Opie Trice, Emil hit him. Let's go. Old Trice, the giant, standing a 5'8 stature. Back with a second album supplying your fear factor. But Joe ain't the host, my nigga. You have access to the most. Noted flow on Shady's faction. I ain't being cocky, if so, set my apology. Except, no, I process my thoughts logically. First week sales, tops to toe from tsunami. But haters like to yell, it's the white boy behind me. But you couldn't inhale a flow that's more grimy. It would still prevail if another label signed me. Obi so timely, must Obi remind him. The first nigga to shine solo from the place you find him. Native Detroit, a ghetto reporter. Hit you with some heavy metal for supporting with your quarters. A little something different from the homie from Michigan. Basically, Obi's ripping on any instrument he's given. Come on. Since they wanna know. Niggas in the whip, all folks say they ain't fucking with Trice shit. Somebody's lying, I'm undenying. Denying me means that the driver got influence over you on certain things. Be distinguished, just cause you ain't feeling his favorite MC don't mean you speak no English. Hop out the car, catch the bus. At least you be established as the man that you are. I hate to take it so far and so tedious, but niggas bleed like bitches. I'm truly believing this. Once a month, they wake up with a OB tampon inserted in their nuts. Give them the flux, cause my bucks is up. And no, this ain't eBay, so please be easy. Gotta be delusional to think OB is losing, yo. Let them get a whip of some shit, they quick to abuse it, though.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. FBL Radio, episode 40. This is Creflo Dollar here with Malice Factor.
Wow. Creflo Dollar, huh?
Creflo Dollar.
So you waited the 2K7 to change your name?
That's right. Big City's MIA hasn't made it back from New Zealand yet.
Possible KIA. We're not sure.
Yeah.
Or wherever he was going to.
Probably took up residence in one of those hobbit holes down there.
Yeah, maybe he's living in Edoras. You know.
Who knows?
Who knows? He might even show up.
Maybe he got, like, you know, some marine life through his heart, you know, swimming off the shores or something.
Maybe he got swallowed up blackwater rafting.
Do you think he went whitewater rafting?
He said blackwater rafting.
Did he?
Yeah.
They got black water down there?
I think it means, like, you do, like, whitewater rafting, except it's, like, in a cave or something underground.
Oh, really?
I'm not sure. I'm ignorant of these types of things. It has to do with being outside, and I know nothing about that. I've heard rumors of what it's like to be outside in the wilderness. And from the sounds of it, I definitely think I wouldn't like it.
You're going to figure it out, what it's like when we get those airsoft guns.
Yeah, we open up our sniper school. It's going to be mint.
I don't know if Creflo Dollar can run a sniper school now.
Creflo Dollar.
Creflo Dollar.
Creflo
Dollar.
Creflo Dollar.
Creflo Dollar Ministries.com.
Creflo Dollar Ministries.com.
It's totally spelled on, I'm gonna, not how it sounds.
I'm gonna, yeah, it's like Z H A G. L-E-O. I'm going to look up the international standards of building gallows. Actually, that's what I wanted to do before we started taping. That'll be useful to know.
Oh, man. Yeah, I definitely want to be Creflo Dollar when I grow up.
Why is the moderate safe search on in Google?
I think there's a Wikipedia article on him, too.
There's a Wikipedia article on everything.
Yeah.
I'm going to write a Wikipedia article about F. Bill Radio. Dude, when we hit 50 episodes, there's no goddamn good reason for there not to be a Wikipedia entry that's always defaced and, you know, heavily controversial in Wikipedia.
So did you have a good break?
I didn't. Did you?
I was alright.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Dude, you know I'm just a lonely, bitter person on holidays.
I signed up. I got
no family, no loved ones.
2 days from now, I'm going for my Apple OS X desktop support exam.
Yeah,
I don't know why.
Mr. White's going to be a genius.
I don't know, I got crazy last Sunday. I was like, fuck it, I'll just sign up for it and take it.
I wonder what's going to be like once you're gay. At, like, next show, when you show up. Or,
and I'm Apple certified tech.
Yeah, yeah. Are you going to have, like, a rainbow necklace? Or
probably gay.
Yeah.
I'll move to San Francisco.
Yeah, exactly. Gay capital of the world, right?
Mm.
It's also where EGM offices are located.
Mm.
Go kick that motherfucker Dan Shoe in the nuts for me. Why don't you? Reclaim your masculinity. No, that's cool, man. So what does the exam, like...
It's bullshit.
It is bullshit. Like, on the A-plus scale of bullshit, how much bullshit?
It's like taking the Windows XP exam. It's not... I mean, it's really nothing.
Yeah.
You know? And I'm just preparing to fail it. I'm like the
awesome.
Stupidest questions ever. So... Yeah.
Like, you think it'd be an essay question on what's better, one-button mouse or two-button mouse?
It's a certified. You know, I hopped on Craigslist today looking at computer equipment for our area, and it's like $50 MCSE, so I'm like, I click on it. There's a picture of a certificate, Microsoft certificate for MCSE. It says your name where it's supposed to say the name.
Awesome.
It's like diplomas, MCSEs, other certifications, email us, $50. Like, great.
Dude, I need to do that. $50, you say?
Yeah. So, yeah, I had a pretty good break, and I don't know, I'm going for that exam.
Yeah, it'll be a nice capstone to the break for you.
Just preparing to quit my job, but I don't know. Looks like I'm not going to have to.
Why? Because you're going to have the Apple certification?
Yeah. No. Things might be turning around.
Oh, that's
of course,
cool.
Then next week they won't be turning around, and then they will be turning around.
Yeah, you've been saying that for like 3 years now, man.
Yeah. Fuck them. So.
Yeah, you need an exit strategy.
We got everyone that emailed some tunes. We threw them into the mix here, and we got some emails.
I know we got a naked chick email.
Yeah,
an anime chick.
That's this one.
Was it from Lord Dragonblut?
No.
Who sent that?
All right, first one says, "Hey guys, happy fucking holidays, you gross motherfuckers."
Awesome.
Spread some cheer. I got another song to the playlist: the Nine Inch Nails Super Mario SFX remix. A must play next time you talk about Nintendo. Which I hope that can be set to plays through. This is why I will not pass certification tests. There's it. Through the songs before you hear repeats. I hate the same shit every show, and that was in caps. I had an interesting experience with AppleCare support about my PowerBook. It was about 2.5 years old, and in that time, it had been sent in 10 times for repair. What a piece of shit. The software ran great, but was down due to hardware failures as much as it was used. Well, I was finally vindicated from this lemon that was shat out of some Chinaman's ass. After 2 weeks or so of waiting, I received a brand new MacBook Pro Core 2 Duo for free. I guess the rule of thumb is more than three repairs in a year. So anyone that has had bullshit like this, don't be afraid to call, because that's what you spent a lot of dough for, world-class support. Oh yeah, one more thing. Fuck Adele and her 38 days to issue a refund, K-Mac.
Here, angry man, K-Mac.
So we got another email. It says, since you guys are talking about GameStop here, here's my fucking experience. This happened about a year ago. I was hanging out with my friend and we decided we would pick up a game for his Xbox. So we went over to GameStop, the local mall, macked on some 13-year-old bitches and strung out. I forgot what game we picked out, but whatever, that doesn't matter. So now here we are at the fucking checkout and this pimply-faced punk asks us if we want their fucking rebate card. We say no and he asks again. Not only does he ask again, but he insults us as we do it. Keeps asking and we keep saying no.
Motherfucker.
By the end of the conversation, he basically called us stupid, not frugal, and basically not worth his time. So my friend looks at this asshole and sets down the game and says, you know what? We are your customers. Now we aren't.
Oh, that's fucking lame. You're supposed to punch him in the nuts.
We just left the place, fucked the game, we went and got it somewhere else. I have never gone on a GameStop since. Here's the worst part of this is, that guy was doing what he was trained to. Your personal iTunes guru, Alex J. Tanner. He also sent us a couple more emails that says, there's a feature in iTunes called Soundcheck. It automatically adjusts songs for you. Your personal iTunes guru, Alex J. Tanner. In quotations, or in parentheses, it says, read this out on the show and comment about my tutorial.
Okay.
What? Yeah, it says, read this out on the show and comment about my tutorial or I'm going to kill you with my fucking mind. So
you kind of forfeited the cool ability to kill people in mind when you didn't punch that GameStop employee in the face.
We got a third email from him that says, hey, if you ever need a fill-in for fucking Big City, call me.
Call him, dude. Come
my
on.
Number is 888 iTunes Guru Mind Fucking Mac and 13-year-old girls outside GameStop 6912. And before you give that number, remember I know your address.
Right.
So he knows our address.
Awesome.
He's figured us out. He's found us.
Yeah, he found us.
So
found pictures from the Hope Six.
Thanks for all the emails there, Alex.
Thanks for the stories too.
And
you really should kick that dude in the nuts. You should go back there and do it. Maybe he's still working there.
We got you know, just like our truck driving dude, we got another sweet email. This is the this one was unbelievable. I just, you know, it really, you know, just really gets to me when we get emails in the inbox that are like this, because it makes it all worthwhile.
Okay. You want to share with it, man? I'm excited.
So, you know, on my big 22-inch monitor, I got, you know, I can pretty much see full email. So I open this up, and it's just a big picture of a naked anime chick.
Yeah, I think you forwarded that one to me.
Oh, I forwarded it to everyone. I think I forwarded that to my mother, too, by accident.
Awesome.
So, I mean, I'm like, holy shit, you know, here I am getting anime porn. I mean, first it was like, what were they called, seat covers?
Seat covers.
The proper lingo?
Yeah.
Now I'm getting, like, anime porn. And the email reads, what's up, nigger?
Awesome.
The fact that iTunes is repeating songs when playing randomly from a list of 300 songs demonstrates the birthday paradox. The birthday paradox basically says that if you have, say, as little as 25 people in a room, the chances of getting two people with the same birthday are greater than 50%. Similarly, if you play 20 songs out of 300 in a single show, your chances of playing the same song twice are rather high. Of course, iTunes randomization algorithm should really be designed to avoid this. Anyways, if you decide to do the paintball thing at Renaissance Fair, I'll pay for some fucking ammo.
Awesome.
Otherwise, hilarious show. good job keeping that pussy big city in check. And I'll hear you next year. Peace, Elias. P.S. I attach a naked anime chick. So
that's going up on the site.
The email starts off by saying, "What's up, my nigger?" Goes into this whole mathematical thing about birthday paradox. It shows some form of intelligence.
Nice.
To call his big city a pussy and forwards us some anime
some cartoon
chick
cartoon movies. You know,
that's a hell of an email. That's the whole fucking,
you know, that's
damn
that's
it.
It's only gonna go downhill from here. We have made the cover of Rolling Stone with that email.
And I think that pretty much wraps up our emails. I got some requests for some stickers and some shit like that. I'll be sending those out.
Do we still have stickers?
I think so. The reason I sent them out is because I kind of lost them when I moved. So I got to dig them out.
Yeah, Mr. White Knuck commutes 5 hours each way to make this taping. So, you know. And that's on a plane.
All right, so can we wrap it up now or what?
Yeah, that's good. 18 minutes. Or no, 16 minutes.
So Apple dropped the iPhone.
Right, you know, how long have we been talking about the iPhone, you know, beforehand? I mean, when did you start saying, okay, we're going to see the iPhone next
year? I don't know,
year?
I mean...
Like 2003, 2004?
I don't remember.
The iPhone is tits.
It
you
really
know,
is.
No, there's no... Even all hating aside... You know, it's just tits. You can't look at that thing and be like, that's not tits. You just have to say, that's tits. I'm just trying to fit the word tits in as much as I can.
Yeah, I mean, there's been a lot of talk
titties.
Afterwards. I mean, obviously, all the internet nerds are in a fucking uproar. But there's been a lot of talk about it being locked down. Can you grab me a do?
Yeah.
Excuse me. There's been a lot of talk about it being... you know, locked down and not being able to install your apps on there. I mean, I really don't hope they don't lock it down too much so you can install. But finally, you know, finally, this will be a phone. It's something that I would buy.
You know,
I haven't bought a smartphone yet or a PDA because, frankly, they fucking suck.
Let me explain you the, you know, reaction here. I asked the telecom guy next day at work, like, you know, how you feel about that? So many fucking phones and shit. Yeah, and phones are kind of like, they're like women to jaded wife beaters, the phone guys, you know what I'm saying? They're one and the same, they don't care. They're just there to be used and abused, you know? So, but he didn't take that line. He's like, you know what? If I wasn't like I mean, I'm paraphrasing the conversation, but what he said was like, you know what? If I wasn't a 52-year-old douchebag in the Corvettes, I would buy one. You know, if I was like a 30-year-old phone guy, I would buy one. I don't know. That's a vote of confidence in my eyes. The fact that what really blows, and you know, I'm not gonna get one because of this, is because Singular is a service provider.
Yeah. Well, I mean, frankly, all cell carriers suck ass.
Yeah, you got that right. You're right about that. Fuck all cell phone carrier providers.
But, I mean, you can't say that the interface sucks, because it's incredible.
You can't say anything sucks about it.
You know, but if they lock it down, that's what's going to suck. But, hey, I mean, you could actually admin some servers. Like, do a web interface. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
It's real websites. It's real email. You know.
It's real everything.
Yeah, it's not settling. With, like, every single, you know, smartphone or whatever, it's a Trio or it's the Blackjack or it's this or it's that. You're settling for something, and it's never really whole. So hopefully, you know, this thing's going to turn out to be mint. That being said, I'm not running out and getting one day one. That's for damn sure.
I'm not even running out to get one, like, day one plus 3 years. Okay.
So, I mean, I would still need a justification for getting one.
Well, dude, you're all into, like, your European phones and shit, aren't you?
Well, not European phones, but, you know, prepaid GSM, swap my SIM out however I want type phones, which is why I'm waiting for a new Moto phone.
Yeah, why don't you explain for everyone what the Moto phone is?
I found a place you could buy it online now. It was supposed to come out in December. Basically, Motorola's got this new phone coming out for emerging markets. It's GSM quad band, I believe. And there's no camera, no MP3 player, no micro SD slots, no color screens, no color 3 fucking screens, no, you know, extra cameras and video capabilities and emails and fucking this and that and, you know, fancy-ass $3 ringtones of Shania Twain and, you know, there's just none of that. It's a fucking phone. And it's real skinny, and it looks like a razor. It's got the Edge keypad and all that shit.
Right.
So it looks sharp, and it's got a new screen technology from...
MTI, right?
MIT.
MIT. Fuck me.
That only,
man, I'm looking at right here.
Only requires you to... only requires battery to change what's on the screen. So you're not constantly draining down the battery. So you get, you know, much longer battery life. And it's supposed to be cheap because it's for emerging markets like South America, Africa, all this stuff. So it's time for me to ditch my 4-year-old, you know, fucking phone and get a new one. So that's what I'm waiting for, is that thing to come out.
Man, I'm looking at it right here. Kind of looks like a nicer looking fucking track phone.
The, it doesn't look like a track phone. It looks like a Razor.
Nah, it looks like a nicer looking track phone.
Oh.
Dude, are you really fucking doing that to my fucking LCDs, you fucking asshole? Dickhead.
So, man, yeah, so that's the big news.
The Moto phone. You know, we really should have more to talk about after the break, but
I've got like 40 news stories here.
So I'll start going through them.
All right.
Run the gamut, because, you know, I'm waiting to play Burning Crusade here.
Wait until get this over with and
so I can go own some noobs or do whatever the fuck it is people do all day in fucking World of Warcraft.
Get this over with and do you see that they mentioned StarCraft again?
Yeah, StarCraft, whatever.
Fuck
that. Fuck,
seriously, like I want to just slap them when they even bring it up.
Dude, I know, like they smirk when they do that.
It's like a dead relative, you know, take their name in vain or something. You know what I mean?
Well, you know, if you believe the rumors, StarCraft 2 is already in development, which means that when our children are in college, it might come out. Our children will be able to enjoy StarCraft 2 the way we enjoyed StarCraft 1. That's what that means.
So, have you ever heard of Sealand before?
Nope.
Sealand.
So is it Sealand or Sealands?
Sealand.
Sealand?
Sealand.
Oh, it's not clan, it's Sealand?
Sealand.
Okay.
Alright. It was a World War II fort in the North Sea off of England. Basically, you know, used to shoot down like German planes or whatever.
Okay.
It was like a missile battery that they set up. It's like an oil rig out in the middle of the fucking water. And it's, this doesn't say, but I think it's like 15. It's 11 kilometers off the coast of Harwich in eastern England. It's a 550 square meter steel platform. It was built in 1941. Two concrete towers. It is accessible only by helicopter and boat. And it's up for sale. Now, apparently, Paddy Roy Bates.
What the fuck is that?
Which is an actual apparent name. Occupied the land in 1967 and gave himself declared it a state in international waters and gave himself the title Prince. So apparently it's this English guy that's got some fucking cash that knows this thing sitting out there and basically rolls up on it and squats. Declares an international state, calls himself Prince Roy of Sealand.
to.
Right?
Awesome.
And, so the British government finds out about this, doesn't like it, and heads out there to, like, evict his ass, and he starts shooting at the Royal Navy. And, like, this is, like, 68, 69 or something like that. And, so then a judge ruled in favor of Sealand was outside of British government control. It was beyond a 3-mile limit of the country's waters, and it belongs to the dude. So in 1974, Roy of Sealand introduced the Constitution of Sealand. A flag, national anthem, currency, the gold and silver Sealand dollar, which is equivalent to the US dollar, and passports that followed suit. 4 years later, Dutch and German businessmen on Sealand discussed a business deal to kidnap Roy's son, but overpowered and held as prisoners of war before eventually being released off of Sealand. Fuck, dude.
Fucking ridiculous.
How big are your balls have to be?
Start shooting at the fucking Royal Navy, first
yeah.
of all.
They can just fucking eliminate you and that platform in, like, no time.
Awesome.
So this has been owned by the family. I think, you know, Prince Roy or whatever his fucking gay name was. I think he died recently. I'm trying to recall the different stories. But, So his son, like, put it up for sale and wants, like, 8 figures or something like that. And so that's all, you know, fine and dandy and everything. And, you know, you can go out there and buy it for yourself. But the funny part is thepiratebay.org is attempting to buy it.
Why, they're going to set up, like, a fucking...
Yep.
Jesus Christ.
BuySealand.com. And it's great because... you got to look at this. Because it's the Pirate Bay logo. The ship is heading towards the platform. And it says, negotiations have started. The government of Sealand has initiated negotiation tomorrow. AFC and government sit down on SMTG on the internet. Discuss the future of the micronation.
Pirate Bay.
So basically, you could donate. They've got $17,000 in donations, I guess.
So can we live there if we wanted to?
I don't think they can live there. They're supposed to. It says. They want to set up shop and run the Pirate Bay from there. And basically, I mean, because they could make, you know, they could fucking make their own constitution and shit, that they're going to, you know, have no copyright laws. And if you donate, which I'm planning on donating,
wow.
They'll give you a VIP account at Pirate Bay, which I could care less about because I don't really use BitTorrent. And they'll make you a citizen of Sealand.
Oh, dude, I'm going to definitely
Which
donate.
Is why I really want to donate.
I want to be a citizen, dude.
So I'm just going to send them $5.
Dude, send me the link to that, man. Email it to me right now.
BuySealand.com.
Yeah, how you spelling that?
It's C is an ocean.
Right.
Land. So buy
Sealand.
Sealand. There's actually a picture of it down at the bottom.
Yeah, negotiations have started.
There's the make a donation button there.
Dude, how did the motherfucker start shooting at the fucking Royal Navy, man?
And oh yeah, and it says Plan B at the bottom there.
Yeah.
That if they don't get enough money to buy Sealand, they'll try and buy another small island somewhere and claim it as their own country. Prices start around $50,000.
That's what we need to do, man.
Which is, I was telling some guy at work about this the other day. I was saying, you know, if I fucking won the lottery, like, I would be buying islands like that. Like, fucking an apartment in Manhattan or anything. there's only so much land, and if you can buy your own fucking island, I don't care if it's in, you know, next door to Cuba. I mean, if it's in the past, you know, Hurricane Central, I could fucking care less. There's only so much land in the world. Buying your own island, that's mint.
You know,
and I could shoot at people like cruise boats going by.
You could, then, you know, like, you know, U.S. Navy or Royal Navy would show up and start selling your
I really want to know why the British Navy didn't just fucking sink the platform at that point.
They could have, so easily.
Yeah.
I mean...
It was an act of war. If you're in international waters and you fire on another country, that's literally an act of war. And so if
and
you
did
think
he fire
about
with?
It...
That's why. What was the caliber?
He's probably got a 22 out there.
That's probably why they didn't shoot
him. So this motherfucker is going to war. I mean, think about that. I mean, you kill somebody or you do this. You know, it's all funny joking that he fired a gun at, you know, this Navy ship. But
no, it's not. Seriously,
he created. I mean, that was an act of war.
It's an international incident.
That's what I'm saying. Like, this guy's balls. Like,
you gotta be crazy to do that.
Rich and crazy and bored with life that you're like, fuck it, I'm gonna try this.
Yeah, when that fucking Royal Navy destroyer comes within fucking half a click, the motor's going off. You know what I'm saying?
Fucking crazy, man.
Fucking raise the target. Fucking strafe that PT boat coming at me.
Unbelievable. So yeah, so I'm definitely gonna donate to this, you know, effort to buy Sealand.
Awesome.
Hopefully they do it. It doesn't look like they're going to, but hopefully they do it. Maybe Creflo Dollar will donate to that.
Dude, maybe the Bill and Melinda Foundation will buy it.
Yeah. So, you know where the Adirondack Mountains are?
Yeah, I know where the Adirondack Mountains are. Is there a Sealand, like, micronation we could buy around there?
I doubt there's a micronation within the United States, even though I'm sure there's some fundamentalist groups in the Midwest that would like to think that
they are. Yeah, and in Washington, D.C.
And there's those assholes in Texas that swear Texas is not part of the United States. But,
you know, that always fucking galls me, man. Like,
only in Texas.
You've heard those stories of, like, what was it? This was years ago. I don't even know if it was true or not, but I remember we were talking about it. There was, like, that small island off the coast of fucking Maine or whatever that, like, declared independence from the United States or whatever. You vaguely remember that?
No, I don't remember that.
Dude, I think we were still in high school at the fucking time.
Really?
This happened. Yeah, dude, it was in the 90s. And I remember seeing, like, the mayor or, like, this fucking bitch, you know, up there. She's like, you know, U.S. is the terrorist nation and, you know, it's all this stuff. So we're seceding from the, like, what's wrong with people, man? What's wrong with you? And then we just have a conversation about the B-52s and the fucking bomber stream flying.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, why? What would possess you? I mean, really?
You know, it's one.
Like, why don't you just go fishing, get laid, drink some beer,
right?
Relax a little bit, watch a movie.
You know,
I mean, you really got nothing better to do.
It's Maine. Fucking grow and smoke your fucking pot.
Yeah.
Because it's Maine. You know.
Yeah. I mean, maybe, were they trying to, like, have fields of marijuana? Is that what was going on?
Possibly. Interfering with the cash crop.
Which is bad, because, I mean, it's, you know, Maine isn't the best place for growing the shit.
Yeah, or potatoes.
Yeah. So.
Dude, why do people live in Maine?
I don't know. I got a friend that lives in Maine.
I do, too. Why do they live there?
I don't know.
Maine is just a weird... It's because the state word is, like, an English word, but it's not. Like, where you live? I live in Maine. Okay. You know what I'm saying? It just sounds strange. You apparently don't agree with me.
See, I would think that Maine's one of the... You know... Not, like... Like, Louisiana is just made up and... Mississippi is a bad fucking joke. I mean, Maine is
like,
a pretty
metaphorically
easy...
and literally.
Oh, man.
All those Mississippi Valley states, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, so there's this guy that was...
hating on the Union.
Was living in the Adirondack Mountains for 20 years.
Okay. And what was he doing?
Apparently looting.
Oh, awesome.
A man tells police he's lived in the woods for the past 20 years. Buried in thick woods, northern Warren County. 2 miles from the nearest road was a testament to human adaptability. A tarp-covered lean-to loaded with clothing, sleeping bags, and provisions, items believed stolen from seasonal homes around Brant Lake region, was his residence, at least for the last several months. The man police believe endured the elements of the Adirondacks and a pine branch shelter was Alan G. Como, 56, whose last known address was in Massachusetts. He told police he lived in the woods for the past 20 years. Pretty much just looted campsites for everything he needed.
That's the way to do it, man.
So people were just reporting shit stolen. I guess he took nothing of value, just like clothes and sleeping bags and
food.
Not a lot. No, he didn't take food. So now he's in fucking jail.
Well, he got his clothes and his meals provided to him then.
I mean...
why do you put someone like that in prison?
That's
anyway?
Kind of what I'm thinking, but, I mean, if you think about it, I mean, everyone else in the world is, like, not living in the woods and stealing from each other. So, like, all those people, I mean, you think about it, apparently he just hasn't been caught. I mean, I'm sure he's good at, you know, living in the bush by now, at least, I would hope.
You know, you have to wonder, like, how much shit disappeared that you think that you just lost or whatever was stolen by some dude living close by in the woods?
Like, you wake up and you're like, I swear I was sleeping in a sleeping bag in my tent. But now I'm in my tent and there's no sleeping bag.
I just mean, like, if you live in, like, a wooded area, you know what I'm saying? Or in one of those regions.
Yeah, I mean...
I mean, dude, we know some shady people. We have known shady people over years. How much of our shit has gone missing? I hate robbers, man. You know what? Now I changed my mind. I agree. Let them rot in prison. Fucking asshole.
I mean, this dude's been living in the woods by himself. I mean, it's like...
but
I don't know. I kind of feel bad putting him in prison.
I don't feel bad. I just got done explaining to you.
I know, but...
man, there is a literal connection here between, you know, some of my shit, me misplacing it and thinking somebody stole it, and this fucking guy... What if you're like a fucking CNET editor and you just left your car to go out into the wilderness? The rest, you know, the get help for your family, and this dude
that's bad.
Fucking comes up and jacks you.
That's bad, dude.
Dude, did you see that PC Magazine fucking editor got fucking killed? And his wife? I think it was a PC Magazine editor.
Somebody. That was a couple months ago, though.
No, dude. It was like a couple weeks ago. Pretty sure. Let me look it up real quick.
Nah, I think it was like in November.
Nah. He was like a fucking weed peddler.
Schoolgirls. So you can get your first HD DVD BitTorrent download now.
Awesome.
You can somebody ripped Serenity, I think.
Oh, really? I'll download that. Just
17 gigs.
I'll download it just cause. Just cause it's Serenity. Yeah, dude. Fucking Rex Ferentz, popular senior editor at PC World magazine, San Francisco, fucking murdered. Slain in home, wife hurt. That's January 10th.
Oh, really?
They were involved with legal drugs. Illegal drugs.
Were they?
Yep. Apparently, the 19-year-old had medicinal marijuana growing in the basement.
Awesome.
I have a prescription. I'm a patient. It was medical. Yeah, they fatally shot him in the chest and his wife in the head with a gun. So, what are we thinking there? He owed money or product to someone, didn't deliver.
He's bragging about how much crap he's fucking got.
Yep.
Dude, I got the biggest plants you've ever seen, man.
Dude, they're bigger than Taliban forests.
Dude, that's so... I wish I had Taliban Forest. That's a photograph for High Times magazine.
I'm surprised it hasn't been the cover every month.
I don't know. There's lots of stuff to...
Yeah, but the Sealand story pretty much takes cake.
Yeah, there's lots of stuff.
Dude, as a matter of fact, British Radio is going to buy some property like that.
I wish, dude.
FBL Radio or something. FBLIA.
All British people coming to the United States are going to be put into one big FBI database, and the Brits are...
It's going to be accessible for PHP, my admin.
The Brits are compiling like a big, huge database. There's lots of stuff going on. You know, I'll tell you the truth, the big city not being here is kind of throwing me off.
Why is that?
I don't know. Like, we've had a break and everything, and normally you take a break, you come back, you refresh, ready to go, and it's a kick-ass show. It feels like you should be here.
We've never had that.
We've had breaks.
Yeah, but we've never had a kick-ass show.
Right. Well, at least it feels like there's going to be a kick-ass show.
Oh, okay. Yeah, there was no excitement this time.
No.
It was just kind of like, I was ready to tape 2 weeks ago. I have to admit that.
Dude, I have news stories from the middle of December. That's why I'm like, I don't even know what to... Normally I come in and I, you know, I'm like...
Yeah, I was good, you know, to go. Wondering. It was kind of like you just set up everything and, you know, let's... Okay, let's tape. Okay, let's tape. See, about what?
And then the bad thing is like... I mean, for me, whenever, you know, for news stories, like, I want to just use, like, what I got in the last week. Like, everything else, it's too old. I don't feel like talking about it.
Dude.
You know?
Besides the iPhone and Buy Sealand, what else are they talking about?
I guess that's it.
Saddam? Want to talk about Saddam for a second?
Not really.
Well, let me mention his half-brother, whose head was fucking, you know, decapitated by a fucking...
They decapitated him?
You didn't hear about that? That's why, no. I've been making all the international gallows references. I thought you heard about that shit. Yeah, as you know, his, you know, his half-brother and the other dude were also sentenced to die.
Yeah.
And the half-brother, his fucking head just... got snapped off.
No shit.
So it was, I mean, funny in like a non-funny way. Yeah. In the article, it's like, yeah, you know, afterward, his body was lying on the floor, you know, from the trap door, and his head was several yards away from the,
fuck.
So, yeah, eyewitnesses, like, his head just came right off. So I didn't know it was possible for people's heads to get pulled off, like, cause that's not like cut off, that's like pulled off.
Yeah,
right?
I didn't really think that.
So
was possible.
The thing was, like, the executioner or whatever said, like, yeah, you know, we built the gallows according with international law and humanitarian standards or whatever. So some bitch from a human rights org said, I wasn't aware there was any international standards for building gallows. I can't say I was aware of that either. It's pretty much just like, you know, build a platform with a trap door in it and weigh the people, right? And then measure out the rope and put it around the neck and hit the switch, right? See you later.
Yeah, I mean,
I mean, I'm not saying I could go out in my backyard
and
build, like,
you know?
Yeah, I mean, we have been hanging people for, you know, quite a number of years. There is a knowledge base for hanging people. I have to say that, you know, the open source community for
hanging. Let me ask you the question.
What's that?
If you were given the option to be flown over there to pull the fucking handle to open that trap door on that guy, would you do it?
You know, that's like a moral... You know, that's a moral thing. Like, you could tell a lot about a person by how they would answer that question. Because, you know, is it like a moral conviction? Do you want to, like, you know, this guy is a fucking piece of shit attributed to tens of thousands of people getting killed and, you know, this and that. So, you know, do you want to be the guy who pulls the handle and, you know, hangs it? But on the other hand, what's that say about your nature? You know, like, the fucking sick motherfucker, you know. That's a good question. I don't think I can answer that right now. I'm not sure how I want my character to be portrayed afterward. I'm going to have to abstain from answering that question. For now. I might answer it later.
Would you have a problem killing somebody that deserved to die?
No, I wouldn't.
Like, he deserved to die.
Yeah, but I'm not sure I want to, like, fly across the world just being able to pull a handle. Like, that's, like, if you just stand right here and it was a question, like, you know, do I have to kill this guy?
Like, if you saw someone kill someone else,
would I kill them? Would it be like, your hero there, Jack Bauer or whatever, you know? Is that what you're trying to ask me?
Yeah.
Could I kill another human being, given the circumstances?
Yeah.
Yeah, I could. How about you?
Yeah.
Man, there's no question on that, really.
No.
Now, I'm not a pacifist, man. I'm not a conscientious objector. I'm not a coward, you know?
That's yeah, I've thought about it a reference. Lot. I definitely could.
Yeah, and we're planning on setting up this airsoft school, so...
How'd that real sniper rifle get in there?
Right.
My bad.
It's nice knowing you, M-Factor.
We're gonna go hunting like droops. Went Wi-Fi hunting.
Yeah, except we're gonna hunt fucking hobos in the fucking wild.
Access point hunting. Oh, shit.
Right. So, I think Big City would answer that question. Let's answer for him since he's not here. Because you have to admit the dude does have a katana. And the dude
I think given the chance to, like, in that scenario, fly over there and pull that handle, like, he might do it.
Yeah? Just to get the experience of hanging somebody, or
I think, yeah, like I don't think he'd be like, you know, quartering somebody or something like, you know, like severe or like torturing somebody, but you know, like flipping the switch on the chair, you know, pulling the trap door thing. I think he'd do it once for somebody that
does,
you know,
the head come off or no?
That's. I don't know if I can handle it.
You think that was
off.
A gusher?
Dude, I don't know if I can handle it. Like, I'd probably puke. For sure.
And, you know, the thing, you know, they put the executioner masks or the blindfolds. Yeah. Or so, and then the article felt the need to say, and the head was still inside the bag. Like,
that's a little bit better that it's still inside the bag.
Yeah, you know, several yards away from the body. Like, several yards, like... Damn, that's a lot of force, man, if they think about it.
Well, it's, if they rip, you know, if your head gets ripped off, it's, you know, I wonder how much, I mean.
This is funny the way you said it.
I mean, if it takes.
Man, there was more about that yesterday than Martin Luther King.
I don't even know why. So.
We live in the sick society, man.
We do. I tell you what, I was sitting there on my fucking laptop ready to watch some cell phone footage of
Saddam Hussein getting cajoled, getting taunted.
That's it. I'm just, you know, sorry I never fucking actually saw the body drop. There isn't actually a video of his body dropping.
I heard there was a video of the whole thing.
Is there?
It's probably on Pirate Bay.
Probably.
My HD DVD. HD DVD version.
Which, you know, they can't stop if...
it's on Sealand,
it's
right?
It's on Sealand. So...
Hey, James Brown died.
Yeah. I went to yoga tonight. I'm in a yoga class.
Well, that's why you're so... fucking,
yeah,
know,
I'm kind of relaxed.
That's why you're not fired up as usual.
I know. Maybe yoga is bad for the show.
Yeah, no more yoga.
I got a Mystery Science Theater 3000.
See, that's
one.
Fucking. That's noteworthy. Mystery Science
pretty
Theater
fucking
is
funny.
Probably one of the best shows ever.
Yeah.
I'd have to say.
Yeah. That's exciting. You got me a Cobra Commander for
yeah, Cobra Commander to you know, reflect the we definitely would be members of Cobra.
Yeah.
If Cobra existed. Maybe it does.
Did I tell you I got a Snake Eyes?
No, you didn't tell me that. I know you had a Croc Master.
Yeah.
What type of Snake Eyes?
Raced 1 was over the other day at an 89 Snake Eyes.
89 Snake Eyes?
Raced 1 was over the other day, and I showed him the G.I. Joe collector's book and everything.
Flipping his tits.
And, yeah, he was loving it. And he got the Croc Master, and he's like, dude, Croc Master is my favorite guy. And I busted out the Croc Master,
and
he
then he starts
fucking lost
screaming like a little girl, right?
Oh, yeah.
He's showing the Cobra Commander.
Yeah.
Dude, the Cobra Commander, that's like a conversation piece.
It is. I gotta send that thing off to the AFA. Get it graded up.
Dude. We should ask listeners to send us their G.I. Joe shit, if they got any.
They won't.
Yeah, because they don't interact with us like that.
Nah.
Send us pictures anyway. Take pictures of your collection and, like, send them to us. We'll put them up on the MySpace.
I did want to ask the listeners for, something, which was, you know, I was looking at colleges online the other day and stuff like that. I'm thinking about if I did go back to school, like, what I would go for. Digital forensics, you know, something.
Anything gay, like basket weaving or
no,
something like that.
Something, like, ultra cool.
All right? Medieval literature.
Not even, like, a comp sci degree or something. That's fucking bullshit.
Yeah.
I mean, like, a totally awesome, you know, maybe only a couple schools in the country do it, you know, type of just ultra cool degree. So if anybody out there has any suggestions, send them my way.
Yeah, send them my way too, just because, you know.
Because, I mean, I'm really thinking about, like, digital, you know, forensics type of thing and data recovery and...
It'll be useful for when my fucking hard drives, you know, get fucked up and, you know. Yeah, we're acquiring useful skills. I've got the Mac certification. recently, we've been fucking around with different programming languages.
Yeah, we started messing with Ruby.
Started messing with Ruby. Ruby on Rails. So maybe eventually there'll be some forums again. Wait. We think.
Metatron will fucking break in 0.78 seconds.
Well, it's kind of encouraged, really. I mean, you know, we won't feel like we're worthy until somebody breaks into our shit. Dude, is this like Stone Temple Pilots hour? Man,
I guess,
fucking times.
You know, people are tired of hearing the same shit. So
yeah, dude, so play something else.
Playing in the same shit. Sorry about that volume spike. It's the hip-hop hour.
Awesome.
Hippity-hop. Big City's not here because he cries when you play anything that's got rap.
Does he really? Does he hate rap?
I think he just hates it.
Why?
He
smokes enough chronic. There's nothing wrong with this, man. Right?
I don't think there's anything wrong with it.
Yeah, I mean, you are a music snob.
Yeah, I'm a total snob.
Did you have a wired mouse? Just noticed that.
Yeah. I don't own a wireless mouse.
Why not?
I can't afford it, dude.
Dude, you can afford it. You can afford to buy a fucking Croc Master. You can afford to buy a fucking wireless mouse.
I'm thinking about.
How much did the Snake Eyes run you?
It's like $10.
What condition wasn't it?
It's alright.
It's not MOC. It's not mint on card.
No. It's not, you know, enemy leader condition.
It's not C9, C9.5.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like the 82 Snake Eyes.
Yeah, so do I. spot. I don't know. I might hawk him again. Get rid of him. Or I just might keep him. But I don't think... Because I was buying... Yeah, I started buying a couple loose figures and stuff.
Right.
I think when I do it, I'm doing it up. You know.
How are you doing it up? What do you mean by that?
Like $10 figures. Like, make a serious investment. And I'm ready to make a fucking investment.
I hear you. When you forgo the wireless mouse and other things.
Yeah. So... That's what I'm thinking. I'm buying some comic books lately, too.
Yeah, you've been in the Civil War, right?
Yeah. It's pretty good. It's just, I don't know. I'm going crazy.
I've been trying to game, on the other hand, unsuccessfully. You know, I was just kidding about the Burning Crusade stuff. You know, I don't play WoW. WoW is a feeling. But, you know, it sucks, dude. I got Zelda, got Final Fantasy 12, got all these fucking games, but, you know, can't play any of them. Just don't have the fucking time. You know, Final Fantasy, got Metal Gear for fucking PSP, and got Lost Planet the other day. I've been waiting to play that fucking game for a while. It's a sweet fucking game, and just haven't been able to fucking play anything. And they able to play Gears of War, you know what I'm saying? So, you know what I do when I need my gaming fix? I just boot up the fucking Wii. Do some batting practice and Wii Sports. And that's that. Like 15-minute round and get my fix and I'm done, you know?
Sweet.
But I've decided that, you know, once I'm over my trying to better myself phase, which I think is going to be over in like a couple of days, I'll go back to gaming.
Trying to better myself.
Yeah, you know that phase. You always get into that, oh, I'm going to do this and that, and, you know, I'm going to get a better career and go back to school and stuff. And that lasts for, like, 4 weeks, 5 weeks, and then you're like, eh, fuck it. The old ways are easier, more convenient. Wow, I haven't heard this song in, like, 10 years. Yeah, having Big City here is really weird. He didn't even call out today.
Yeah. He was supposed to be back in town, so I don't really know where he is.
Yeah.
So, I think we're done.
Yeah, I think we are.
I think
too.
Yoga's fucking up my radio show. So, any songs you want to hear, email them to us.
Yeah, let's do that.
You got any comments about the iPhone? Good degrees, taking yoga classes,
buying Sealand, G.I. Joe figures, also include Star Wars and Transformer figures in there, living out in the wild and stealing from people to survive.
FPhilRadio.com, email address is radio@FPhilRadio.com. Check us out at DDPHackRadio.com, Friday nights. Shouts to the DDP crew, Stank. I think Hacker Media is gone.
Is it?
I don't know, man. Might have to give Droops a call.
Yeah. Right.
Back in 2 weeks. Hopefully Big City will show up.
Yeah, hopefully. Hope he's not dead. We would miss him.
Thanks for all the email.
Thanks for all the iTunes help.
January 16th, 2007.
At 40.
This is Creflo Dollar.
And Miles Factor.
We're going to watch Clerks 2.
That's a wrap.
Later.
And measurement plots, but yo, you gotta slide on a vacation. Inside information keeps large niggas erasing and they wild spacing. It drops deep as it does in my breath. I never sleep, cause sleep is the cousin of death. Beyond the walls of intelligence, life is defined. I think of crime when I'm in a New York state of mind. State of mind, state of mind. Your state of mind. Your state of mind. Your state of mind. Your state of mind. Having dreams that I'm a gangster, drinking Moet's, holding texts,
making sure the cash came correct. Then I stepped investments and stock, sewing up the box to sell rocks. Winning gunfights with mega cops, but just a nigga walking with his finger on the trigger. Make enough figures until my pockets get bigger. I ain't the type of brother made for you to start testing. Give me a Smith and Wesson, I have niggas undressing, thinking of cash flow, Buddha and shelter. Whenever frustrated, I'm a hijack Delta. And the PJs, my blend tape plays, bullets and strays. Young bitches is braids, each block is like a maze full of black rats trapped. Plus the album is packed, from what I hear in all the stories when my peoples come back black. I'm living where the nights is jet black. The fiends fight to get crack, I just max. I dream I could sit back and laugh like Capone. With drug strips on, all the legal luxury life, rings flooded with stones, homes. I got so many rhymes, I don't think I'm too sane. Life is parallel to hell, but I must maintain and be prosperous. Though we live dangerous, cops could just arrest me, blaming us for hell like hostages. It's only right that I was born to use mics, and the stuff that I write is even tougher than dice. I'm taking rappers to a new plateau through rap slow. My rhyming is a vitamin, hell without a capsule. The smooth criminal on beat breaks, never put me in your box if your shit eats tape. The city never sleeps, full of villains and creeps. That's where I learned to do my hustle, had to scuffle with freaks. I'm an addict for sneakers, 20s a Buddha and bitches with beepers. In the streets I could greet ya, about blunts I teach ya. Inhale deep like the words in my breath. I never sleep, cause sleep is the cousin of death. I lay puzzle as I backtrack to earlier times. Nothing's equivalent to the New York state of mind. State of mind. State of mind.
Your state of mind. Your state of mind.